We're joined by our own Steve Kraske, who is in Tampa, Florida at the Republican National Convention. Steve, good morning.
Well, Brian, good morning to you, and thanks for holding down the fort.
And as always, thanks for going away so I could do that. how's the weather in Tampa these days, Steve?
Well, I'm just looking out my hotel window right now. It's gusty winds and spitting rain, but I've got to tell you, it was nothing as bad as we all anticipated it might be when we arrived here on Sunday. Everybody was braced for Monday. As you know, the convention was canceled for a day.
Right.
And Monday actually wasn't all that bad of a day. Obviously, as everyone knows now, the storm moved farther off the western coast of Florida and now has hit landfall in the New Orleans area. So that's where so much of the attention is. But, boy, Tampa really caught a break here. Although I say that, and, you know, this convention is going on, and it's a kind of a split-screen convention now with news of the convention on one side and what's happening in New Orleans on the other, and it is taking away some attention from what's happening here in Tampa.
And I'm curious, is that something that is of concern openly? Obviously, it's something that party leaders are concerned about. Is it something that's being discussed from the platform and in the hallways?
Well, not so much from the platform, but certainly in the hallways, Brian. Republicans very concerned. Even last night when Ann Romney was going to give her big speech, everyone knew that the storm would be hitting land at about the same time. And how would the convention, how would Ann Romney address it? She did kiss the idea early on in her speech that some Americans were having a tough night in Louisiana given this storm. But, you know, the storm, it's a Category 1. It could cause a lot of damage, but it's not as devastating as some feared that it might be early on.
So, Steve, the convention yesterday, as it did finally get underway, this just in, Mitt Romney was nominated as the Republican nominee. There were a few fireworks really before most of the cameras were on, right?
Yeah, a little bit, Brian. This convention, as all conventions are these days, Democrat and Republican, are designed and very carefully choreographed not to show any dissension or any disputes of any kind. But as Republicans might guess, there was a little fight with some of the Ron Paul folks, a fight over rules and sort of this some question about how delegates were going to be apportioned in each state going forward. Some of the Ron Paul folks were maybe rightfully a little frosted because their candidate was never formally put in nomination. And even when the delegations, they had the roll call of the states and the delegations cast their ballots for president, the only announcement from the podium, no matter what each state said, even if a state gave a few delegates to Ron Paul, those were not recognized from the podium. Only Mitt Romney's votes were counted. And they were a little bit frosted. There was never any question who was going to win the nomination. They thought Ron Paul had deserved at least the respect of having his votes counted and tallied and put on the record, but that didn't happen here. And so the Ron Paul people here are not a happy lot these days.
Yeah, there was also a change to the rules, right, of how future primaries will be conducted. That it sounds like the vote was called by Speaker Boehner, and the no votes were basically ignored.
Yes, that's right. And the no votes were yelled as loudly and as evenly as the yes votes were. Boehner simply ignored it and moved the convention on. That just begins to tell you and illustrate just how important it is at these conventions that no dissension be noted whatsoever. Everyone's happy, everyone's thrilled with the nominee, and that's the only storyline that the parties want coming out of these things anymore.
Well, certainly one of the other storylines for Missouri voters has been around Representative Todd Akin and the controversy around his comments last week. He isn't present in body there at the convention. Is he present in the minds of those who are there?
Well, you bet he is, Brian. And by all means, I wrote a story the other day for the paper talking about how the hurricane in a weird way has sort of helped take some of the spotlight off Todd Akin at this convention. But boy, he has talked about a lot. In fact, I just asked Kansas Senator Pat Roberts this morning at the Kansas delegation breakfast, you know, what do you want to see happen with Todd Akin? So it's clearly still on my mind. And he said Akin needs to withdraw from the race. It would be for the better of the party if he did so. And, you know, Akin's name is popping up all over the convention, different reporters asking questions about it, delegates certainly aware of it, and so many want to see Todd Akin get out of the race in Missouri because Republicans are so eager to win back control of the U.S. Senate next year. And as long as Akin remains in the race, there's a pretty good chance that's not going to happen.
Any other big news from the Kansas or Missouri delegations?
Well, the big news, both delegations pretty cranky this morning, Brian. The buses that were to bring everyone back from the convention hall last night, they had a real weird deal where you would any delegate from any state could get on any bus. They would all be taken to a football field, and people at the football field, delegates would then get on the right bus and take them back to their hotels. Well, that system got all messed up. Some delegates in Kansas didn't get back to their hotel here near the airport until 3 a.m. That's 4 hours after the convention ended. Some Missouri delegates didn't get back until 2 a.m. So a lot of cranky delegates who missed their post-convention parties back at their hotels, you know, people not happy. A lot of hope and optimism it'll work better tonight, but what a mess.
Steve, I know you've got work to do, but I wanted to ask you one more thing. What's it like to cover this thing? Last week on NPR, I heard a senior senator who's gone to, you know, 10 or 12 of these, I think, saying he thinks it's his obligation to go, but there's nothing he really enjoys about it because it doesn't serve any real purpose. Is that why you're there? Is it an obligation, or do you think there's still value in covering these things?
Well, I have real mixed feelings about it, Brian. It is fun to be here. It's fun to sit down with Republicans and then Democrats next week in Charlotte and just chew the fat, find out what's going on, get some background on what's going on in our two states and what's going on across the country. Having said that, though, boy, the purpose of these conventions, they are very much becoming an anachronism, and the need for these things, you just wonder about. My colleague Dave Helling has a column in the paper, I think this morning, talking about, you know, you only need 2 days for these things anymore, and I really agree with that. Mm-hmm. There just isn't much point of these things anymore. 4 years ago, Republicans lost 1 day because a hurricane hit New Orleans. This year, 1 day canceled, and I don't think anyone's going to miss the fact that one of the 4 main days was lost here. So from that standpoint, there's not a lot of news. You have to sort of go out and drum it up and find stories to cover. But still, it's fun to be here. I'm glad to be here. It's sort of part of what I do, and you talk politics all day, and for a junkie like me, that's kind of a fun thing to do.
NPR News special coverage of the Republican convention will be on KCUR's airwaves tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. We've been talking with Steve Kraske, the host of this program. He's in Tampa covering the convention for the Kansas City Star. Steve, thanks for taking a few minutes to be with us this morning.
You bet, Brian. Thanks for doing the show. You bet.
Bye-bye.